Liam Horan, good evening to you.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, they've gone down to the canteen now. I think they'll be throwing coffee at each other and wondering who's going to be in government in a year's time. Anyway, Liam, we're not going to talk politics, but we are going to talk careers. Good evening to you, and thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Now, first topic for discussion, email from KK. I'm being interviewed by Skype next week for a job. The position is overseas and I have the skills and experience to do it, but I'm worried about the Skype interview because all the other candidates will be interviewed in person. I fear Skype may be impersonal and I'm concerned that I won't show myself properly. Any tips?
Well, I suppose first of all I would say to KK that they are right to be concerned, but not just because of the Skype element. Most people prepare poorly for job interviews and they leave it to chance and kind of hope it'll be all right on the night. And that's a dangerous place to go. So I think before
another 80s classic.
Yes, we have the lads squabbling again there, is it? Hello?
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. I think the boys were back in the studio and they activated something that went out of my control. Yes. But nonetheless, sorry about that, Liam.
I'm not sure where you left me, but I was saying that, yes, I would be concerned before any interview that you have your preparation done. So whether it's Skype or face-to-face or phone or whatever, not to leave it to that all right in the night kind of thing, you know, to make sure you have your preparation done. But let's just presume in this case that they have the prep, that they would, they are people, the KKA is somebody who does prepare well for an interview. What's different about a Skype interview versus a face-to-face interview? Well, first of all, you've got to work harder to build rapport. Rapport is built by body language, by gestures, by eye contact, and all that kind of thing. And that's easier to build face-to-face generally, and that's what maybe the advantage the other candidates in this role, in this interview have, that they're going to meet the interview panel. They're going to shake hands, they're going to, you know, have a bit of chit-chat, perhaps some talk about sport or music or drama or events of the day. And that can be an advantage, and it can be a disadvantage when you're on the Skype side of things that you don't have that. So to build rapport, things that KK can do is to get the interview panel talking, ask them a clarification question, use their names if you can at all, and because it's on Skype, you have a better chance to write, to scribble down somebody's name when they're introduced initially. So work harder at building that rapport than you might find you'd have to in a face-to-face situation. Ask them to talk about the company. Keep involving them. There's a real kind of, it can be very empty speaking to a screen where somebody's sitting relatively impassive in front of you. So don't be afraid to bring them into it as well. As I said, Skype strips away a lot of the non-verbal communication tricks and devices people use. Before the interview, I would recommend KK to practice with friends on Skype. Let not the day of the interview be the first time they have done this on Skype, because, as I said, you do feel like you're speaking into a vacuum. So get your friends to do it with you. Do three or four where you get used to talking, where you get used to perhaps hearing your own voice back through your headphones, because you don't want feedback coming from your own speaker, and you know all of that kind of thing. Another thing that's very practical to consider when doing a Skype interview is that Skype frequently has very bad connection, and that's true of the most remote regions in the middle of cities, that Skype can be very overloaded, and you need to, you know, be ready for that as well. So you may have to clarify, did you catch that okay? Is that, you know, just asking questions back to ensure that you haven't lost them. Because, you know, in my experience, in almost every Skype call you make, there's a bad quality at some point in it. So they're some of the main things. The other point that I think is very important is to dress up for the interview as if you were going face-to-face, because getting dressed up is part of getting ready, as part of getting you into that right place, so that you're not, you know, and by forcing yourself to get dressed up, it'll make you take that extra half an hour to get yourself ready, rather than just ghosting in 2 minutes before the appointed time. So just, you know, treat it like a full interview in that regard, and get yourself as fully into the zone as you can.
Just a text in on this conversation, Liam. Are you immediately at a disadvantage if you're confined to Skype? But I suppose perhaps the answer to that question is yes, but if the interviews are being conducted in Hong Kong, you're hardly going to travel to Hong Kong for one interview if it can be done over Skype.
Yeah, you do probably have to work a little bit harder. You do have to work a little bit harder, but, you know, if you do your preparation properly, and that's the other point I was going to return to in a moment, you know, you can neutralize it, but you have to think about it a bit more, okay? For example, the background behind you when your webcam shoots you, that's now controlled by you, whereas in an interview, it's controlled by the interview panel. So you need to make sure that what's behind you is professional-looking or neutral-looking. It's not kind of, you know, I don't know, a giant Budweiser can and with a basketball net on the top of it sort of hanging around, that kind of stuff. So, you know, you've got to do a bit more, but it's not insurmountable. It's also, you can prepare for it by having friends to help you. And also, I think interview panels, by and large, will make some allowance for that as well. We'll say, look, we didn't get to meet them, but, you know, they did present very well. And, you know, they may well consider the fact that others who came in the door may have an advantage. One of the advantages, though, of doing Skype is you're probably less likely to become nervous. You know, the shaking your hand will not be as evident in the Skype situation as it will be face-to-face. They see less of your body. You know, you've more control of where you're going to sit. When you go to an interview face-to-face, you've no idea what seat you're going to be on, where you're going to leave your hands. In a Skype interview, if you can do it very subtly, you can have some notes left on the keyboard. Not exhaustive notes, but maybe some pointers you want to bring up. So it can be very, very useful for you, but you've got to do things to make it useful for you. You don't, not just to take the negative from it and say, I wish I was in Castlebar for that interview. You are where you are and make the most of it. And, you know, you can do very, very well doing it. But no matter, same as every other interview, as we say here nearly every week, your preparation beforehand is crucial. What are they looking for? What evidence have I got that I have what they're looking for? And how can I apply my skills to their needs? And that's the bottom line with all interviews, no matter whether it's done in a phone box or whether it's done in the palatial suite at the top of the building.
Another text in on this one. This is generating quite a lot of reaction. Aidan, hi. Being interviewed by Skype, your future is in the hands of a computer. Don't do it unless there is no alternative. Well, obviously, that's pretty basic, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, your future is in the hands of the people at the far end of the computer. Now, unless this person is talking about a recorded interview where there's nobody at the far end, which is more of the Sonru technology thing, we've talked about that before as well, I think if you feel that way about it, it will be in the hands of the computer, but you're still trying to convince human beings that you have what they're looking for. The medium happens to be different, that's all. The same principles apply. And, you know, by not doing the interview, you have no chance whatsoever. By doing it, you give yourself some chance, and I would say lots of chance, you know, that it needn't be a debilitating factor. And for the reasons I've outlined, there can be advantages in it as well. So, you know, what your texter is saying there will result only in you definitely not getting the job. And that's the death of all hope if you don't do the interview at all.
But I suppose there are other aspects to this as well. You know, the sound quality mightn't be particularly good, or you're going to have to be very careful in relation to when do you involve yourself in the conversation. Do you just, you know, answer the questions as best you can without actually going beyond what you might do if you were there on a one-to-one basis?
No, I would say you make the same moves. You go as far as you would in a one-to-one basis. If you've done your preparation, you should have plenty to talk about, plenty of evidence to give. I wouldn't hold myself back at all. And no more than in a face-to-face interview, they've got to speak over you if you're speaking. And generally, interview panels won't do that. So if you give the answer you want to give, 2.5, 3 minutes of an answer, and then stop, there shouldn't be a huge difference in the level of interaction. It might be a little bit more clunky because in the absence of body language, you're not always sure when somebody's finishing up a sentence, for example, or finishing up an answer. But I wouldn't think you know, that you should curtail your interview style dramatically because it's Skype.
Very good. Liam, we're up against the clock, unfortunately. We did have another topic to discuss, but we'll have to do that not next week because it's the bank holiday weekend, but perhaps we'll deal with this in 2 weeks' time. But for the moment, Liam Horan, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. As always, we won't be here next week, but we will talk to you again in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you very much, Aidan.
And a very good evening to you. That's Liam Horan, of course, from Slí Nua Careers.